Hello.
Hey, Mike?
Yes, ma'am.
Is this a better time for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I know that it's been kind of hit and miss with you a little bit, so I didn't want to pester you. Yeah, well, that's never a bad problem to have. So your account was actually sent over to me to pull up pricing and program details for the Google Guarantee package. Do you know anything about Google Guarantee so far?
No, I was just kind of upset, like I told him. I'm like, dang, I haven't gotten the first call, the first nothing off of this little program they've done. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, we're just building you a website. We ain't guaranteed work. I'm like, well, that sucks. Actually, the one call or the one Google hit I got apparently was somebody trying to do their job, your job better, what they said. I didn't answer them, but they said they can advertise me better. I'm not verified or some crap. I don't try to deal with this part of it.
Yeah, you're absolutely verified. 100% you're verified. So
if I get somebody off this, I've been advertising myself. I just simply threw signs out, and that's landing me $40,000 in roofs just in two roofs. But
wow, that's time, amazing.
You know?
Yeah, that's
fantastic.
But
I pay for this service, and I got a website. Okay, I mean, I'm not saying I didn't do good on it. Mm-hmm. And then I got, I mean, know how to use it, but I ain't got nobody to call me.
Okay, all right. Well, this would be considered an upgrade on what you have. It is an additional cost. I don't know if that's something that they explained to you or if that's an interest of yours, but I would be glad to go over the program details if it is.
How much is it?
So the upfront cost is a one-time application fee of $250. Once the application is completely done and Google Guarantee is approved, the cost per lead is, there's a couple of different ones. So do you want primarily only roofing, or did you want a combination of roofing and general contracting?
Start out with roofing. It's my fastest money.
Okay, so for roofing, there is a few requirements. I'm assuming you have business license for the Alabama State Residential Home Builders license?
Yes, ma'am.
And you carry insurance?
Yes, ma'am.
And you can pass a background check?
Yes, ma'am.
They don't know where the bodies are? No.
They don't know.
They just don't know. I know it. I was born in Mobile, Alabama, and all my family's from the South, so I understand. We got some woods back there, you know.
Awesome.
So the cool thing about this is that once everything is approved, it shows me here that you've done a couple of other types of marketing as well. I'm assuming that you probably tried something like Angie's or Home Advisor at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so this is nothing like that. This is actually the opposite of that. Those companies are some of Google's biggest clients. They purchase a position for their company name. They resell the leads back to you guys. Sometimes it can be profitable. Sometimes it can be really tough, is my understanding. However, Google built this service to trump all other pay-per-lead services. So with that being said, what they do is they're guaranteeing you as a qualified service provider to the general public. That's what the Google Guaranteed section is at the very top of the page, meaning you've been vetted, tried and true, and Google is actually backing your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. Now, for roofs, in the long run, $2,000 really isn't that much as far as making something right, but it is Google's effort and their promise to the general public. Now, what they do for you is they guarantee you to have qualified leads coming in, okay?
Yeah.
Now, what is considered a qualified lead and how are they going to ensure that? Those are the top questions. So the top answers are also this. So Google actually assigns a specific Google call tracking phone number to each one of the companies that's listed there on that Google Guarantee section. All of those calls are recorded. AI is listening. In the event that a call slipped through that was not qualified, then what would happen is Google actually we go ahead and we dispute it with Google and we get the money back on it. It's not a problem because there's only two instances that are actually considered qualified calls. So one, which is going to make zero sense for you, is if somebody calls you and they request pricing estimate over the phone and you give it, which, again, it sounds silly just saying it out loud because you're not going to estimate a roof over the phone. Secondly, if you set appointment with the client. So if you set appointment with the client to give face-to-face estimate, that's considered a qualified lead. So the way it works is you go through the vetting process. We go ahead. We get you approved. When the leads start coming in, they're going to come into you directly. It's a real life human being on the other end of the phone. There's no robocalls. We're not handing you a phone number and saying, here, we hope for the best. And it's also been sent out to five of your competitors. It's an exclusive lead that's coming directly to you because the clients have gone to Google and they've chosen to connect with you directly. Now, if it's a sales or solicitation call, you won't be charged. If it happens to be a robocall, press one dialer, somebody seeking employment with your company, or if the person happens to be asking for a service that you don't provide, it's not listed on your service profile, you won't be charged. If it happens to be somebody requesting a service outside of your service radius and you decline the job, you won't be charged. You're only charged if the client asks for estimate over the phone and you give it, or if you set face-to-face appointment with the client to give face-to-face estimate. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the $250 one-time application fee goes to get yourself and any face-to-face employees that you deem appropriate, anybody that you're going to allow to go out and make estimate on their own, completely Google guarantee approved. Whether that's one employee or 20 employees, the price never goes up. It's not per employee. It's $250 per company. After your Google... Okay.